Now with an update on state and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. Good morning. And it's Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood Airport, and the rest of airports, other airports in South Florida will be very busy this Thanksgiving week holiday. In fact, Fort Lauderdale will be the 10th busiest in the country, according to booking data from the travel company Orbitz. As reporter Ariana Prothero tells us, the travel company releases lists every year of the busiest and least busiest airports for this week of Thanksgiving.
While as many as 80,000 people will be coming in and out of Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International on a single day, Palm Beach International will probably be much quieter. It made Orbitz's list of least busiest airports. Meanwhile, Miami International made neither list. Greg Meyer is the spokesman for the Broward County Aviation Department. He explains why there's such a difference among the three South Florida airports.
Palm Beach International doesn't go to as many destinations nonstop as Fort Lauderdale does, so people tend to come here, and we have more domestic service than our neighbors to the south.
Miami International Airport's flights are about 50% domestic and 50% international. Nationwide, the trade association Airlines for America forecasts nearly 24 million passengers will fly this Thanksgiving holiday. That's slightly up from last year. Meyer advises travelers to allow plenty of time to get to and through whatever airport they're flying out of. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
Florida merchants are eyeing the holiday season with a bit more confidence this year thanks to a brighter outlook for shopping trends. Florida Retail Federation President Rick McAllister says he expects the 2012 holiday season to be the biggest moneymaker since the recession began. On Thursday, McAllister predicted a 5.2% increase in holiday sales over last year. That would be a spike of $3
billion. $58 billion in sales generate a lot of things. They generate a lot of sales taxes collected by most retailers. They create a lot of jobs.
And McAllister also said Florida will exceed the national sales average, and Florida retailers would hire for about 42,000 seasonal jobs. Even more good news, he predicted many of those jobs would become permanent ones. State regulators are holding hearings this week on Florida Power and Light's proposed rate settlement being opposed by the state's consumer advocate. The Public Service Commission is scheduled 3 days for the discussions beginning in Tallahassee this morning. Public Counsel J.R. Kelly says the settlement between Florida's largest electric utility and industrial health care and federal agency customers is a bad deal for other consumers. It's because it includes elements not in FPL's original request to raise base rates by $690 million per year, effective in January. The proposal would increase rates by only $378 million in 2013, but Kelly says they'd go up by more than $1 billion annually by the end of the four-year agreement. FPL contends the rate increases would be in the best interests of all customers. And in sports, the University of Miami still has not decided whether to self-impose a bowl ban on its football program again. The Hurricanes became bowl eligible with a win over the University of South Florida on Saturday. But the program has been subject of an NCAA investigation since last year, and because that inquiry is not complete, it's possible Miami may choose to self-impose a ban for a second straight season. From the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.